Hey, well, let's see if we can work a little harder for Barbara out in California. A little mold issue there. Barbara, welcome to the show and tell us all about it.
Well, my question was, I have a very, very narrow crawl space under the house with a lot of mold, and what to do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, certainly one of the first things that if there's any way that you can do this is to get plastic applied to the ground. And that might be hard if you I assume you have no plastic on the ground at this point.
No, actually, there is some plastic there, but it was put there several years ago. And I have not really been under there or had anybody look at it.
Okay.
So I don't know what condition it's in.
Sure. Yeah, because if you have that plastic, and it's good to have the plastic tucked as tight as you can in and around all of the piers that you have there, and just so that that ground moisture is pretty much minimized, that migrates up from the ground. It's just one of those phenomenons that happen, and it's going to affect underneath the house. But also the second thing is about having adequate ventilation in your crawl space. Is it open all the way around, or I suspect it's closed with a few foundation vents?
Yes, that's what it is, just a very few. And again, hard to get to. It's just a difficult situation.
Sure.
For us.
Well, it might be hard to find someone that does this actual work for some reason. You know, it seems like we hear from homeowners all the time that have a little difficulty finding people to do some of these specialty projects, like installing additional foundation vents. But foundation vents are available that you basically...
I didn't know that. I never thought about it, actually.
And like the surface that you have that's closing in your crawl space, is it brick, stucco? What kind of material?
Stucco.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, it's really much easier than you can imagine by buying some of these, and most of them are fairly heavy, like cast iron or heavy metal, and you buy these. You can buy them online as well. We've bought a lot of them online, especially when we're looking for some more decorative ones, and you're basically nothing more than holding it up to that stucco, drawing a line around the rough end dimensions of it, taking a circular saw with an abrasive blade, of course, mask, goggles, all of that, gloves, and then you're just cutting a line into that, and then usually, you know, you're cutting as deep as you can with the saw. Sometimes that's way more, plenty enough, but sometimes you have to chip it out with a hammer. But either way, you clear that out, and then you can glue and screw these foundation vents right in place, because most houses simply do not have enough cross ventilation, and when you don't have that, then you're not getting wind blowing through there to minimize the humidity under there, and mold's going to grow everywhere. So certainly the plastic and the foundation vents. And to give you an idea of that, do you know approximately, is it a single story or two story house?
Single.
Okay. Do you know approximately how many square feet that you have?
Probably 1,200.
Okay. All right. So I'm putting in 1,200 in my calculator divided by 150. So you need a minimum of 9 foundation vents that offer a 12-inch by 12-inch clearance. So if they're a little smaller than that, I would suggest you have 10, and that's 10 different foundation vents evenly spaced around the perimeter of the home to provide what's recommended by code for proper ventilation. With the plastic on the ground, with those foundation vents, unless it's a very unique situation, that will solve the problem and take away the environment that's allowing that mold to grow. Now, the mold that's the existing mold there, Joe, I know you're a big believer in maybe spraying a little oxygen bleach on that.
Yeah, yeah. Barbara, first, how do you know that? Have you been underneath there? How do you know there's mold?
Oh, I was told. I've not been there myself, no, but I've been told.
Okay, yeah. Well, as Danny mentioned, the key is ventilation, cross ventilation. Particularly, you know, you want air to be able to enter on all sides to blow out. They do make powered crawl space vents as well, which are electrically driven by a motor, you know, and a fan. And yeah, so you could. I mean, I don't know who's going to do it, but someone's got to get up there, and they could spray with oxygen bleach, which is different than chlorine bleach. And it's better in this case because it doesn't dry so quickly, so it lasts longer, and it'll kill the mold spores. And plus, if you get it on you, it won't won't bleach out your clothes. And you may have, if you've listened to the radio show, we've mentioned a product line from a company called Wet and Forget, and they have a product that kills mold as well. But yeah, other than keeping the plastic down, now the plastic is on soil, on bare dirt?
Yes.
Okay, keep the plastic in shape, spray it, and increase the ventilation, and I think you'll see that mold disappear.
Oh, well, that would be a wonderful thing.
Just kind of a step by step there, but just eliminating that habitat for the mold is going to be a long-term fix for you.
Well, that would be great. It's raining right now, so I'm just watching the spores grow like crazy.
Oh, boy. Well, look for some foundation guys. They spend a lot of time underneath the house, and they're getting a lot of calls just like yours. I'm sure they'll know how to help you out on that. But hopefully we've been able to help you out, pointing you in the right direction, Barbara.
Well, I appreciate very much your help. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the show, and certainly hope that if you're having that kind of problem around your house, we've also been able to provide you some information, more information waiting on you at todayshomeowner.com.